Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PGN, where we do it more than we talk about it. Welcome. Today is Saturday, December 17th, 2022. Good evening, everybody. This is Carmen, and I'll be your host for tonight. I apologize. I haven't been coming on. I've been having irregular hours where I have to get up for work around 3 a.m., and it's really rough. But I'm back. And another thing that happened is my computer went on the blink. So I'm working off my phone. So please be patient with me as I maneuver back and forth on this phone. And I'll do my best to serve you tonight. I wanted to talk to you about the tragedy of the wicked and the blessedness of trusting in God and believing in him. You know, trusting is believing in him. And we all know that God is good to us as we stay pure in heart. And this is not what I'm saying. This is coming from the Word of God. It says, you know, that God is good to us as we stay pure in heart. And you'll find that in Psalms 73. If we set our eyes on the wrong things, we'll stumble and we can slip. So we have to be careful where our eyes are focused on, where our hearts are, where our eyes are put. There's many things out there right now that can be distracting. And you can't even watch TV without something coming through. So I'm getting to the point where I'm being really careful and selective of what I'm listening to and what I'm watching, who I'm hanging out with. So when our eyes are put on the wrong, we can become envious. We can slip and we can start seeing what everybody else has. And having envy is a painful feeling of wanting what somebody else has, like their attributes or possessions. So it's not only possessions. People think it's only envy because of what they have, but what they have can be also those attributes, their qualities. So we have to watch out that we don't become that. And our behaviors, it'll make you feel hostile, resentful, angry, and even irritable. Envy will not let you be grateful because you're too busy looking at what you don't have instead of being thankful for what you do have. And a person that's envious looks at the circumstances that they're in instead of looking at, well, you know, I'm trusting God. An envious person is not thankful. And we have to be careful with that. And that's one of the ways that you can see, have I been thankful to God for what I have? Envy invites other demons. So when your eyes are on the wrong things, you become envious of what others have. And you can get into depression. You can get into anxiety. You can become prejudiced and become unhappy. And some people wonder why they're so unhappy. And that's what envy is. It's another word for being unhappy. I was working with a coworker, and this person was very unhappy. Her eyes were on her husband's behavior, everything that he was doing, his family was doing. She was one unhappy person. And she had a rough upbringing with her parents. And a lot of this envy that we see in people stems from when they were young and what they had, what they didn't have. And sometimes, you know, our parents can't give us everything. Our parents, they can only give us what they have. Even emotionally, they can't give you what they don't have. And so some of this envy can rise up from way back when you're a child. And so like the COVID virus, if you let envy get in your mind, your thinking, it's like a virus that kills. It kills your confidence, your self-worth. Because while you're focused on what you think you need to have that somebody else has, you're not seeing what God has done in you, how much you're worth. and you lose confidence. It puts you into a hole that's hard to get out of. And so we're going to look at the root of envy. The root of envy is low self-esteem. They don't value themselves. They don't feel good enough. Really early on, you can see it in some children when they're young. And so I've seen this in this coworker that I've been working with. And I'm not mentioning any names, you know, I'm just using her as an example. And she's always finding reasons why she didn't have or why she wasn't happy, that she didn't have enough or, you know, she was. It's always me. And she seemed like a sweet girl from the beginning, but as I started listening to her, I could pick up the spirit of envy. And she wasn't happy with other people being happy. She felt that it was unfair. And the emotions that envy expresses is a longing to have something, to have the things that they think that they're going to make them happy. Feelings of inferiority. They have ill will towards others because of what they have. Envy another person because of who they are or what they have. They become resentful. They become guilty to the point of guilt because they feel like, well, I shouldn't feel this way, but they don't realize that their hope is in God, not in the things of the world. And God gives us what we need. He sees us the way he sees us, and we have value. But people with envy are not satisfied. Have you ever seen a boss that's like this? The root problem is not that it's not that they're not dissatisfied with them. Hold on. There's something going on with the YouTube. I hope it's not going to. Oh, no. Okay. I am going to have to fix something here. My internet didn't. Okay. Give me one moment. No. If I do go off air, I'll get back on because something's going on with Blog Talk. Okay, if somebody could tell me if they can hear me, I would appreciate that. It appears I'm going to have to get off, and then I'll get back on. Don't leave. I'll get right back on.